It's about 4:45 on your Friday afternoon, and I am joined in studio with my lovely producers, Dina and Momo. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, thanks.
Doing good?
That's good. So, Dina, you saw an interesting article come out today. Do you want to share with us what you saw?
I found an article about the return of the cassette tape, which I thought was pretty cool. So, This is an article by Peter Ho of the Auckland University of Technology about how, even though cassettes have had a bit of a dip since the mid-2000s, they've recently come back, and a lot of artists, singers are releasing cassettes for their new albums.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing. Momo, you were saying that you've seen it out in a particular music scene, been really quite popular for some time.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure if this is just Sydney. I feel like this is pretty universal, but like kind of in the emo scene or the DIY scene.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people make their own cassette tapes.
Totally.
And make their own covers for it, include little zines in it. I think a lot of the people that buy it don't even have cassette players, but I think it's just like the fact that they get to have like a physical copy of something they really love.
Totally. Yeah, a bit of a collector's item, I think, for sure. I feel like it's definitely on the same... It's in the same vein as collecting vinyl, I'd imagine, you know.
Having vinyl, CDs, DVDs.
Totally. Yeah. Exactly. Even DVDs, Blu-rays, people are super into collecting those now. What about VCR? Have anyone seen? I don't think that's made
not
a comeback.
Recently.
It's going to come back.
It's going to.
Eventually. For sure, yeah. I can see that happening.
Totally.
Like, because as well, when you like go to a particular band or a singer or something and buy a cassette tape off them, it's like directly supporting them as well.
100%.
Yeah.
That's definitely, that makes a lot of sense why it would be so popular, especially in the DIY scene. Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of making this jump from there to the mainstream, I'd say. Did you say that Taylor Swift is coming out?
Yeah. Wow. So I've seen that Taylor Swift released a cassette for her latest album, and also Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX. So everyone's kind of getting into it now, which is interesting. I think it's pretty cool.
That's so cool. Because I think like, people are starting to stray away from streaming a little bit
now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that a lot of people don't really want to use Spotify anymore, just for moral reasons or personal reasons. Or some people, I guess, like, want to have the physical media with them because it's not like it can get deleted.
Totally.
Or it's not like it can get, what's the word?
Well, you don't need to subscribe to, you don't have to have a monthly or weekly subscription to be able to access the thing that you value, the thing that you engage with, the art that you really love and admire and get obsessed with, you know? Like, it's definitely, I think that's the biggest, I definitely think that there is an element of people really wanting to be able to, especially in this economy, own what they want to own, know, whether that
just
be art or whatever.
Having the object in your hands to keep it close to you.
Totally. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. I think that, you know, Walkmans, were they the cassette? Listeners, let's be real. None of us in this room were really around during that period of time.
I had a CD Walkman.
Me too. Me too. Discman.
Yep, Discman.
Yeah, shout out to my Uncle James. I used to steal his and listen to the Weedus album, the one with Teenage Dirtbag on
it. Oh, lovely.
Over and over again.
Lovely.
Yeah, thanks, Jamesy.
It was a time.
And I think it's also, I guess, like fun to look back through everything you've purchased throughout the years, like kind of like a little, it's like a little memory collection.
Like a time
capsule.
Totally.
Yeah, definitely a time capsule.
Definitely.
And I think as well, like with cassettes or like vinyls and things like that, and sometimes it's nice to listen to an album from start to finish the way the artist intended rather than like have everything on shuffle all the time.
100%.
It tells a story.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Do you own any cassettes? Either of you?
I used to collect them when I was little. I have a lot of fond memories of listening to cassettes in my mom's car.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Me too, actually.
It was such a fun time.
Okay, what was one cassette that you guys used to listen to with your mom? Let's go around.
So
your mom or your dad,
is,
whoever.
We would listen to Bollywood music a lot when I was younger. So basically, we had a tape for each of our favorite movies and we'd listen to it on trips.
That's
so
wholesome. That's beautiful. What about you, Momo?
I had a... It was a burnt, it was from a CD burnt onto a cassette tape. It was so fresh, like hits of 2009, Autumn or something like that. It was awesome. It had
so good.
Talk Like That by The Presets on it.
Oh, yes.
It had heaps of bangers on there. I wish I still had it, but unfortunately, it's disappeared somewhere. But yeah,
my collection is also gone, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll get them back one day.
For sure. Mine was, just to wrap this up, this will give a bit of insight to all of you as to what my upbringing was like. But yeah, I fondly remember just rewinding the tape over and over again with my mum in the car on long drives, listening to Confessions by Usher.
Classic.
That entire album, A-side, B-side, all of it was so good. And that's where I want to end this conversation because I think, you know, that's
the
prime
golden
spot for
age.
Usher.
Totally. The golden age of cassettes.
Totally. thanks so much for that, Dina and Momo. Definitely think it's really, really cool that this, you know, I personally am really, really keen to, I guess, get back into the collecting of cassettes and physical mediums, whatever they be, vinyl, CDs. I'm keen for CDs to make a comeback, which I think they really already are.
They really are. I'm keen for the VHS.
Yes.
Let's make that happen.
Yes. Well, people are super into camcorders now, recording and, like, you know, digital cameras that you used to have in like the early 2000s. So it's just a matter of time before the
VHS comes
back.
It's going to make a comeback, for sure.
100%.
Amazing.